All right, it seems that we have Mr. Dean back online to tell us more about the Congress, which is issuing more sanctions on Iran. Let's talk to you, Mr. Dean. If you have my voice, how much do you think the Congress will listen to the White House's plea for the Congress not to issue more sanctions on Iran?
Well, I think there's a lot of play acting going on here. Number one, the Israeli lobby is trying to pretend that they're still holding the cards and they can kind of trump what's going on, which is not the case because they don't have the votes. They may be able to get legislation on sanctions introduced and out of committee, but they don't have the votes to get it passed. They only have the support of 20% of the public. That's basically pro-war, and that's not enough. Two, Obama really wants to put on a show that he's fighting off the Israeli wing and the American Congress, which doesn't hurt his image at all. And then third, even if they were to pass sanctions, Obama will just veto it. And even if they overrode the veto, he would use his national security override. But there's no way they're going to let Congress torpedo the talks that are going ahead with Iran. And everybody that I know, we're going to destroy all of these people who are working for Iran, for Israel. We're going to spend the rest of our days trying to destroy their political careers for what they've tried to do here.
Now, speaking of Israel, how much do you think that the American statesmen have come to realize that Zionists and Israelis are a liability and not an asset for the U.S.?
Well, they're more than a liability. They're a major threat. They've subverted our political process, tremendous distortion of our efforts, the military. And we, in fact, were happy now that they've come out in the open and really exposed who they are. And I've never seen people more angry because people really understand now that they've lied to us about the threats of Iran solely to basically support a forward deployment of the military. So all of the military-industrial complex people that make money on that can donate to their campaigns. And the people have figured out that the whole thing was a hoax, and a lot of people in Congress supported it, and they're mad as hell.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Jim Dean, Managing Editor of Veterans Today from Atlanta. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.